Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
1 o'clock hour on a Friday. That means it's a Fan Club Friday right here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Our guest today, Rob Collins, sports director over at Fox 4. It's been a bit since I think you were in studio when all of us were here. I think you went in one other time, maybe when Cody or I were off, but it's been a bit, man.
Yeah.
How are things with you?
Good. How are y'all doing, man?
We're solid. Yeah, we're
just
we're
applied
solid.
For a new job. I'm, you know, I'm going to see what happens.
I heard you're trying to be
I'm
bar manager.
I'm not kidding.
At the,
I literally just applied, so we'll find out if I get an interview.
I think
or not.
You'll get an interview if there's a local person doing an interview. They'll know your name.
I had to rearrange. It took me a second. I had to rearrange. I put my restaurant stuff on top instead of the radio stuff. It's like, you know, you got to put the restaurant stuff on top. That way they think
I think
about
when
it.
They see your name, you'll get an interview. It might be a token interview, but you'll get one.
A token interview. Just sit down there and be like, we'd like to offer you the job. Be like, oh, God, no, please give it to somebody else.
No,
I'm not ready to go back to the career change. When I first left restaurants, I took a pay cut getting into radio full time. It was tough. I was like, damn, I'm making more money bartending.
Oh, my first job in TV, 1995, Sherman, Texas. You want to guess how much I made an hour?
An hour? Tell me it was more than 10.
I'm guessing you're making $8 something an hour.
$7.
Yeah.
For your first TV job, $7?
An hour, 30 years ago, Sherman, Texas. And I was doing everything, shooting, editing, reporting, everything.
You were doing MMJ before it was even like popular that like everybody does it now.
One man band is what we called it back in the day.
Dang, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
$7.
Not in the industry, like my first just job period, like in high school or whatever. Like I was working at a grocery store. This was in 2000 and probably 4. Something like that, 2004, and I think I was making $7.10 an hour at a grocery store, and that, but that's not like that was at a grocery store, not what you were you were trying to get in the industry and TV
crazy.
And all that. So that is crazy. So yes, we were talking about the new restaurant that's going to open up this summer. We were saying how long does it take to actually get into that restaurant at some point?
What a steak you think?
Let's be real. I think at everybody in this room right now, you will end up going and be in there and get on the list quicker than we can or something, right?
I don't know about that.
TV, come on, they see your face.
They want the TV personality in there.
Any pull,
they
man.
They want people to walk in and see people. Oh my God, Rob Collins from Fox 4. Oh my gosh,
they don't know what we look like.
I don't have the hubris to think that I have any pull in this town. So.
You've been doing it way too long. I mean. Look, you're not, you know, you're not a news anchor. They get a little more clout. You know how this works.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure.
Who's the biggest name? Who's like the toughest person to like go to lunch with at your station? Like who gets recognized the fastest?
You go anywhere Holt? With John Holt. Oh, yeah, he's a congressman, man.
He's also kind of the life of the party. Holt's a good time.
He's fantastic. Every single person knows John Holt. And when we go to Super Bowl trips, wherever we are. Yeah. First person that always gets recognized.
People knew you, though. We were walking on.
So that's your dude, John Holt. Walking. You guys go to 1987.
Don't let Rob try to downplay this. We were on Fremont Street in October on this Saturday, I think it was, before the Chiefs-Raiders game or something like that. And people from Kansas City were out there, obviously, and multiple people came up.
They did.
They sure as hell didn't know who I was, Cody.
It's true.
They knew who Rob Collins was immediately.
Yeah.
They stopped him.
TV, man.
They're like, we got to ask you, are you on TV?
Yeah.
And Rob's like, well, yeah. And they're like, I knew it. And then they all were big fans of Rob Collins.
Yeah, well, the girls in bikinis stopped me too, but they had no idea.
Yeah, that was a little bit different. That was a little bit different.
Fremont, that's a slightly different, you know. That's a they're going for a slightly different avenue. I still just drew there once, and he was just like, guffaw.
We had dinner. We had dinner somewhere overlooking Fremont back in.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
After we talked to you the next day.
Yeah, we had dinner.
It was fantastic.
It was, yeah, right, Drew? And we're sitting there, we're having dinner, and Drew goes, guys. I'm like, what, man? He's like, look. He's like, she's not wearing, she has no top on. Like, yeah, man, that's what the nun does on Fremont Street.
It's normal.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot the name of the restaurant.
It's true. It happened. It did not. I'm not
making
it up.
That's exactly what you said. That's how the story went.
It did, but it was just, it's Vegas behavior, I suppose.
Yeah. It was great after we went out with you guys the next night. We were at one of those places and we were overlooking everyone in Fremont. And there was a band right under us. They were playing 80s.
Nice.
80s hair metal. And I was loving life, man. It was
just
great.
Live music. Take me back to high school. Fremont's just kind of a fun spot.
I like it.
We obviously went to Vegas. I went 3 times last year. You went 4. Yeah. So, like, we might have overdid it a little personally. No. But
I love Vegas, man.
Yeah, so do I. I'm pacing way below that so far. It's April and I haven't been yet, Rob. I don't know what's going on, you know?
We're actually going to California, Alex and I, for our old producer Nick Schwartz's wedding.
Oh, really? A
couple weeks away, yeah.
Out of town wedding.
Santa Cruz.
Nick's finally doing it, huh?
Yeah. He got engaged. He got engaged. We got the invite a little late, I'll say. You know, if Nick's listening, a little late on the
45
invite.
45 days before the wedding.
I guess they got lost for an out of town. We're going to California.
Where?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, you just said that, dude.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah. So, I'll say, for what it's worth, a wedding venue.
What's the bachelor party vibe like?
Oh, I have no idea. We weren't in part of that. Yeah.
He doesn't strike me as a real.
I don't know if he had one.
Like, true bachelor party. Like, I'm not saying he wouldn't, but like, I bet it was like a small group of like college friends if they did something.
Which makes sense.
Probably went to play golf, knowing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a good answer.
He's also living in Paris until August. So his life is just in like
fiance's working.
He left here and like had a real glow up, you know. He left this show and his life for what it's worth, Drew. He left this show and his life got infinitely better every day after he left.
Yeah.
So if you ever think about leaving this job, Nick's life just got better every second after he
there
left.
There you go, Drew. You follow Nick's path.
There it is.
Maybe you get new neighbors who aren't as loud.
Oh, see? Yeah, he said it started back up, by the way, Rob.
Uh-oh. Oh,
they
no.
They must be taking your Bluetooth advice.
He said, that's right. You like those?
Listeners.
Every time I hear that commercial in the car, it just cracks me up because I know Drew's backstory. And all I can think of is when he's saying this, I'm just hoping and praying that his neighbors are listening.
Oh, yeah. It would be amazing. We'll talk about golf.
Revenge opportunity.
We'll talk about golf and Drew more in the next segment because we got to bring up the scenario that he is in a couple weeks for the Korn Ferry Tour, plus his hypothetical as well about Augusta. We'll run it by you. You're a big golfer, so I want to get
I've
your
been to Augusta.
So he texted me after that came up, actually.
All right, perfect. Yeah. So we'll get into that at some point this hour as well. But the draft is less than a week away. I know you guys are busy covering. I don't know if you're going up to Green Bay or not.
We're not.
Okay, probably no reason to. They're picking 31, quite honestly.
Maybe.
Maybe. Exactly.
If we're lucky.
What do you think is, you heard Brett Veach yesterday. Mm-hmm. What do you think is real right now? What is smokescreen? Do you buy the fact that maybe they would want to trade up for Josh Simmons?
If he's available, if it's like a Trent McDuffie situation, I think he mentioned that yesterday, and I could see them doing that, but that's about the only thing I could see them trading up for. Offensive line, defensive line. They're not going to trade up for a corner. They're not going to trade up for a running back. They're not going to trade up for a receiver. I don't think.
I'm with you.
But I think if they do take the pick, it'll be O-line or D-line first because Veach said it's pretty thick in the D-line, especially the edge area. And he said the corners are good in the second round because they only had 12 or 13 dudes with first round grades, 202 or so on their draft board total. So if Simmons falls to that McDuffie range-ish, they got an extra third, maybe they can make some moves there. Or maybe someone can call at the end and say, hey, maybe we do want a quarterback. And I don't know if they'll drop down. Veach tends to be more aggressive, but I don't know if they'll trade back, maybe.
This isn't the aggressive draft.
Right.
And I also said, like, he was actually really honest. I kind of liked it. Like, he's honest a lot of times, but he was like, I got to get reined in a little bit. Look, I always want to be aggressive. And the difficult thing with life is learning, like, every once in a while, you don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just wait and see what happens. And a lot of this is about, like, do you have more than one player you would be okay with getting 6 picks from now? Or do you feel like this is the guy you have to get? And look, Worthy in McDuffie's case, none of us are out here saying, like,
no,
I wish you wouldn't have done that. Mm-mm. Like, not right now. I know we're the only finish with it. It's so crazy. Because, like, regular season, you look at his numbers, you're like, okay, I mean, it's fine. 630 yards. And then you watch the postseason where he had another 200.
Yeah.
And, like, mattered more as the season went on. It's like, yeah. I mean, I think they want Simmons. I think Simmons is going, like, 19. I think every other team in the league is doing the exact same thing as the Chiefs. They're praying he's healthy. Somebody else will talk themselves into it. There's no starting left tackles in the draft. And everyone agrees he's one of, like, two guys who could start. And if he's one of two guys, somebody's going to take him. Someone else is going
to
take him.
Yeah, it's going to take a lot to move up.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if he fell to 26, maybe they get him. But, like, I think he's going to, like,
if
19.
He's at 26, Veach is pulling the trigger there.
Yeah.
Sure. I think you're right. I think
if
you're right.
If he can get a dance partner.
Who's
Rams, they say they want to trade down.
Vikings also, they don't have that many picks, so there's some thought that they would want to trade back. Who's the name, whether it's a first-round pick or maybe you think someone a second or third-rounder, that you just think is a great fit? It could be any position, but it's kind of caught your attention a little bit. We went through on the running backs. Like, I like Dylan Sampson, the running back out of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a name that if he's there in the second or third round, I'd be pretty happy about that. Is there a name like that for you anywhere?
No one jumps out to me, but I am interested in the local running backs, right?
Yeah.
Devin Neal and Giddens. I think Giddens is probably a better fit for the Chiefs. You know, later on, it could be great. It's always a good story. It's a great camp story when you guys are out there. You buy him snow cones, he'll talk to you and all that good stuff. But I always like it when you get a little local flair because it helps us get through the, you know, tediousness of training camp.
I like the local flair if they're good. Like, yeah. My whole stance is just, like, don't take local people just to take them. This draft has a million.
You mean at the end of the first round?
Yeah. Between MUKU, K-State, and just local high school kids, there's kind of a pretty good depth of that this time.
There's a lot.
I would say you probably know even more of the local kids than we do, you know, with some of the high school sports coverage over the years as well. Is there a player even in that regard other than the college connection? Because there's the Iowa State kid that's from the area too, I think. Mm-hmm. There's a few other Park Hill guys.
Yeah, I mean, nothing really jump. I mean, I honestly don't put a lot of stock in the draft or like all these NIL guys moving. I want to see you when you get here.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's like Drew will understand this. You could be a driving range professional. You had everything perfect. Doesn't matter till you step on that first tee. So, I mean, it's fun to see where people are going, projecting, whatever. But I don't put a lot of stock in it, man. And I know some people love this stuff. Like every single day, they're like, oh, this guy's doing it. I don't care. When you get here, show me what you got, and then
that's
I'll pay
how
attention.
I am with recruiting in college, yeah, football same. And basketball.
Recruiting is really unless you're like the way. Number one overall recruit. We can have a little
like
talk
I'm excited
about, that,
about like, Darren Peterson, right, or whatever, who's going to KU. But like I've always been this way. I just until you're on campus, especially in college, like I don't get that excited about the 17 or 18 year old kid that's never been on campus yet. I just got to show me, especially in college.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. Older I get, I'm like. Yeah, just prove it to me first. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get caught up in a bunch of recruiting talk here. Draft at the very least, like, I like that essentially you have a numerical number assigned to your performance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a first-round pick, I expect you to be of some value. Like, as a first-round pick, I expect starter-level play. Second-round pick, at least a starter at some point, or, like, if you're depending on the position, a really good rotational defensive lineman, right? Like, if you're an offensive lineman, I expect you to be a starter or whatever. It does give you some sense of where they are. We can do a mock draft here a little bit. Remember, we had two earlier that were so bad, we asked people to just give us, like, we'll just take a listener one. So somebody sent us one from Twitch. We can do that in a little bit since we've got, I mean, I couldn't, the other two, awful earlier. I couldn't take it anymore.
They were, but seemed like, a little unrealistic. Yes.
This draft seems very unpredictable.
It does.
Because it's a huge wash. There are no, like you said, starter draft, not star draft. Like, I think you'd hate if you were picking in the top 15. You'd be like, damn.
Well, especially
normally, usually, I get like a dude. Now yeah. I'm just going to be stuck with everyone else.
Usually everyone's focused on the quarterbacks. And what do we get? Three and a half is the total, I think, of
yeah,
quarterbacks
for first round,
taken
yeah.
in the first round. So
I think it's going to be three. Anybody want to say it's more than that?
I don't think Milrow and Dart are going.
I think just Dart.
Dart, I
Joe?
Think, is. I think.
All of a sudden, people are talking about him in the first round. You think he's going in the first round?
I just think
Brandon Whedon did one, so I don't want to rule anything out, but like
I think we see three for sure though. I guess so. Yeah, I think three for sure are gone. And the question is, yeah, like does what team gets desperate late? Like I just still if Sanders is off the board sooner, you know, let's say he's off in
Saints?
The top 10.
I think to get
Saints,
three, you need him to not go 21.
Do the Steelers just sit there at 21 and wait for Milrow or Dart, or is there another team that we're not talking about that also is willing to get back into the first round? and go get one of those guys. And maybe we're way off. I would not. The Steelers, if they want to sit there and draft Dart, that's fine, or Milrow. I just can't imagine being a team that would want to trade back in the first round just to get Jackson Dart. I wouldn't give up extra draft capital to come and get. If I already had a top 10 pick, let's say Cleveland, they take Travis Hunter at 2.
Okay. Are
they going to trade back in the first round just to get Jackson Dart? I don't know.
Probably not. I mean, the fifth year is enticing always, especially with quarterbacks, but it just, I don't think it's a really very good quarterback draft.
I just also think it's like difficult to predict. Normally, if we say it's just not good all around, it very rarely pans out like, well, we were all wrong. Yeah. These guys are stars, but like, if I'm like the Browns, I mean, I'd take Dart or Show. I mean, I'd take a chance on somebody. It's that or just like choose to lose. I mean, I don't know that you have much hope outside of that. I mean, I know the third round picks very rarely pan out, but I don't know. Taking one and hoping he's your Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson is not, it's better than just ignoring the quarterback position, I guess.
I mean, you don't have faith in the Browns' epic quarterback picks over the last couple of years?
Earlier, we were talking about like when the Chiefs trade up, and like when they traded up for 10, I was in the Chiefs media room, and when they traded up to 10, everyone's scrambling. Like, we all have like a plate of food, and everyone's like, oh, damn it, we got to do something.
Right, yeah.
Everyone's got to work. We're all scrambling, and I'm like, man, they got to take Deshaun Watson. I thought they were going to take Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Mahomes was my number one quarterback, like, for me. But I just assumed they were taking Deshaun Watson. I'm like, they're not going up to 10 to take, you know, somebody else.
Sure.
And they took Mahomes. I was like, thank God they didn't take Watson now. Oh,
well, yeah,
God.
Sure. Looking back on it.
Oh, God.
Well,
like,
it's funny. The first year, people didn't feel that way because Watson had that good rookie season.
And Mahomes wasn't playing.
And Mahomes hadn't played yet. But boy, oh, boy, have things changed.
Ooh, changed indeed.
Yeah, in a lot of different ways. We got Rob Collins from Fox 4 hanging out with us on a Fan Club Friday. Let's talk some baseball. We can get back to the NFL and some stuff in a little bit. How many different ways can you say the offense has been abysmal 20 games into the season? What do you think is the reason? Do you think it's all just, hey, the top of the lineup is the biggest problem? Is there a developmental thing? What do you think's going on? Or is it just baseball 20 games in? And unfortunately for them, it's happening right out of the gate.
It's hard because you want them to win now. Obviously they do, considering what they came off of last year. But we knew it was going to be a problem with the outfield. The outfield bats are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the batting averages.
I just didn't think they'd be quite this bad. I knew it wasn't going to be good. I didn't think it'd be like a train wreck.
Melendez, like, what, 80.87, mm-hmm. and Renfro and Waters are batting our weights right now.
Yeah,
in the 160s maybe. 170s.
Sure. Yeah, 180s.
Just awful. And I don't know what you do to fix it. I don't see anybody in AAA that can come up and play. I know everybody's panning for Jack. He's not ready. Right. Where are you going to play him?
I mean, we're going to go watch him in Springfield, but I'm not asking for him to be in the big leagues.
He hasn't played any outfield. He's hit .224 right now, which is fine, but he needs more work in AA. He's played 12 games, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
John Rave is the name where he brings up. Okay, he can probably be better in the short term, from a replacement level player, but that he's not the savior. You know, I still think, while we can talk about Renfro and Melendez, sure, over time, if they keep hitting this way, they will make a move on them. I don't think they're going to do it necessarily today, but they'll make a move on them. But ultimately, if India is not getting on base the way we all expected him, if Salvador Perez is hitting the way he is, if Vinny's struggling the way he is, like that, those are the guys that were always going to be part of this team going on the run we hope they can go on and getting the postseason. It wasn't going to be because Hunter Renfro and MJ Melendez figured it out. That was going to be if they figure it out and those guys are hitting, then they're going on a run. You know what I mean? Like, right. A real run. Right now, they have, other than Bobby Mikel to a certain extent, nobody is hitting.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I mean, what's Isbell, like 270 or so right there?
Is it that high? Okay.
No, I think he's in 250. I looked this up earlier today.
But yeah, I mean, it's just,
but
you're,
it's
right,
like, you
though,
can deal with
solution?
That. He's your 9-hole hitter, like, what, whatever. But
yeah,
it's just
fine.
Not if a guy's hitting less than 100 and the other guy's hitting barely over 100 and everything else just kind of like messing with it, then yeah, we're having a completely different conversation. I will, but like, I don't know. Like, I'm probably, fans will get mad. Obviously, we end up being wrong 4 weeks from now. It is statistically and just emotionally far more likely that they will continue to pitch at this level than hit at this level. Like, the pitching is more likely to last than half of the lineup hitting .185 3 weeks
from
now.
You would think so, given the track record of the pitchers.
I know Vinny's only got like a 2.5 year, 3, but like, he's got enough of a track record. I know he's not hitting .184.
No, that'll get better. And it is early. You talked about 20 games. If you equate it to a football game, that's just over 1 week almost, you know, in NFL. So there's a lot of time. They're playing good teams. They're facing some good pitchers. We'll see what happens when the Rockies come to town.
Yeah, if they get embarrassed by the Rockies coming off a series where they maybe only take one or something against Detroit.
Yeah, they should sweep the Rockies.
Then it's a big problem.
Rockies are the worst team in baseball.
They're not good.
They're the only team to score less than the Royals.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And I mean, they'll still get like the breadth of the rotation. The Rockies will get Cole Reagans for game. They'll get 1, 2, 3 in the rotation.
Yeah, they should
sweep. At home.
They should sweep them.
I very rarely call for that because baseball's weird. I 100% agree. Like, a sweep should be the expectation on Monday. Even if they go 2-2, and let's hope now they go 2-2 in Detroit overall, which means they got to win 2 of the next 3. But even if they go that, my expectation is that.
I think they'll win today.
They're favorites.
They're not going to beat
Reagan's
Scuba
on the bump. Yeah, I know. That's why it feels like they got to win tonight and tomorrow if you think they can split.
How'd they do against Scuba last year? Anybody look it up? In his Cy Young year, how did they hit against
Scuba?
Probably not good. He won a Cy Young.
Yeah, probably so.
Very few people hit well against him, I imagine, last year.
But I think the pressure is on the top 4 or 5 guys. As you mentioned earlier, when they don't do it, everyone starts to press. And you've seen the guys. Like last night, they had bases loaded, one out. Drew Waters came up, struck out on 3 straight pitches.
Awful at bat.
And then Isbell swings at the first pitch after that. I mean, I know these guys are pressing, but, you know, watch a pitch or two, man.
That Drew Waters at bat might be the worst at bat anybody on the team has taken all year.
You got to put the ball
in
play.
And I've seen some really bad at bats. He swung at 3 pitches, 2 were outside the zone, and I'm not sure he made contact. It was like, hey, man, that won't work.
No.
If you want to get called up and stay up here, you're going to have to do something different than that.
You can credit pitchers sometimes, but that was a terrible approach. And a lot of the guys, I think the approach – guys have some issues. We've seen Salvi for years swing at things way out of the strike zone. He usually hits a few of them. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been hitting those this year, and he's swinging at a lot of bad pitches.
Yeah, we had Jake Eisenberg of the Royals on earlier, and he mentioned, you know, some of the underlying metrics, and I get it. Fans get annoyed with that after a while. Like, hey, they want to see the results. I said, I'll buy in the underlying metrics looking better than the results in April. You can't be telling me June 1st, well, the metrics say this. At that point, it's no, we got to see the results. But the 20 games in, I'll buy into that. Hey, there is a bit of some unluckiness happening for Salvi in certain areas. I know fans hate hearing that.
Yeah.
But I think this early in the season, I can lean into that more. But I don't want to hear that around Memorial Day weekend telling me, well, the numbers say he's still just so unlucky. No, it's 2 months of the season. I got to see results.
Yeah, but April 18th, I'll entertain. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
I did look it up, by the way. Yeah. Last year. The Kansas City Royals faced Scooble in his Cy Young year 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
He only went 23 1/3 innings, allowed 11 earned runs, and had a 4.24 ERA. He did not have an ERA above 2.59 against any other team in baseball. Hmm. The Royals were the best team against Scooble last year.
Did they win those games? Does it show the record?
His record was... That's a good question. What was his record in those games? He was 1-0, so I don't know if the team did or not.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. His record in those was 2-2, so the Royals won at least 2 of those games.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're good.
Well, there you go.
I mean, they got to Scooble a little bit. He had 27 strikeouts in those 4 games, which meant he wasn't struggling there. But outside of that, they actually did a better job against Scooble than most teams.
We think this weekend, Canna comes back off the IL. He'll obviously be back with the club. He's playing decent. Mm-hmm. Not that he's some savior either, but he was playing decent. You just send Drew Waters right back down. And then Tolbert, you don't really need the pinch running speed right now if you're not getting on base all that often anyway. You might as well. That to me is where John Rave or Cody mentioned Gentry, either guy, I don't really care, get called up. Do you think those will be the moves we see tomorrow?
Most likely. I mean, you got to think Waters is the first guy going back to Omaha. So we'll see.
Yeah, it feels like that's the direction that this thing is headed in.
I just like it's such a weird year for the Royals because we have expectations. I just like, I don't know. If this were a year in which they had lost 50, if they had won 56 games, 63, 62, this started to be like, well, guess we didn't make it to the end of April. This team's over. But I did see this team make the postseason last year. I do think at worst, they're around a 500 club.
Sure.
But like, you know, if the hitting comes back down to earth, yeah, they could be in trouble. I mean, things are weird.
We got Rob Collins from Fox 4 hanging out with us. Up next, we'll talk a little golf. We want to get Rob's perspective on Drew's qualifying for the Korn Ferry Tour.
Nice.
And we mentioned yesterday chips, our favorite chips, and it's the draft season. So we got Rob here for a little chip draft as well coming
chip
up next.
Draft.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right.
Back here, Fan Club Friday. Rob Collins from Fox 4 hanging out with us here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll do a chip draft in a bit, but I do want to remind you guys we have a couple, two packs of tickets for the KC Current. So the KC Current, off to a great start. They're kicking butt right now. They got a home game tomorrow at CPKC Stadium. Houston Dasher in town. We've got 4 two-packs. They're SROs for tomorrow night. If you want to go, Drew's simply going to get the information of the first 4 callers to 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. If you want to go see the KC Current tomorrow, it's a fun time. I got season tickets. I have a blast going out to games there. The team's awesome. The MVP from the league last year is on the team again, and she's already got like 3 or 4 goals, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So if you want to go to the game, 913-586-7965. Drew will give tickets to the first 4 callers, 2-pack for each one of you. We'll do the chip draft, as I said. Hopefully your mind's racing, Rob, of ideas of chips to draft.
Great chips to draft,
sure,
you know?
I'm sure you're just stressing out over it.
It's going to be real easy.
So we'll do that. We'll each get, what, 3 picks, we're thinking, or something
that? Yeah, I think three's enough.
Because we'll do it between all 4 of us. But I want to talk golf for a second. Now, while Drew's on the... we'll get your perspective, then we'll... Drew's on the phone, but you're well aware of how this started. So Drew's going to qualify for, try to qualify, for a Korn Ferry Tour spot in Kansas City.
Yeah.
It all started because everybody was hyped up for the Masters when, oh my gosh, obviously it turned out to be great with Rory. But going into it, our boss spec, Andrew, said, oh, from the tips, from where the pros are playing, we could break 100, no big deal. Or honestly, they didn't say no big deal, but they said we could break 100. And we're like,
come on, stop. And Drew's very confident. Now, he has said he hates when I say this because he's like, no, I said on my best day ever.
Sure.
But I'm like, yeah, I can
see. Our argument is that your best day ever ain't happening at Augusta.
Well, now, you said you've been.
So I have been to
what
Augusta.
Do you make of the comment, and have you played there?
I have not played there. Okay. I would love to play there, but I walk the course.
Okay.
And everyone says this that goes to Augusta when they come back. TV does not do that place justice. Mm-hmm. You've been. You know how the fairways are. It's like driving down Johnson Drive by the pool, man. It is hilly.
The whole thing feels like you're walking up and down a hill.
I walked the course and I was exhausted.
Trees everywhere. Yeah, me too.
Tight fairways, especially on 18. You've seen the tee shot.
Sure.
You know, it's like hitting the width of a highway. It's tough. I mean, I think, Drew, what's your handicap? Seven,
eight? He's on the phone. I think seven or eight is what he said.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm a seven.
Okay.
So that's my handicap. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, on my best day, probably. But I would play it different than a normal course. Like, I would be very passive on holes. I would hit the old man seven wood instead of
driver. Yeah, you just take your bogey, your double bogey, shoot the 100.
I would play bogey golf.
Everybody that's played there has said that it's the greens are where you're going to three putt every time.
Sure. Yeah, the greens are crazy. They're undulated. They're sloped. And you can easily hit the ball off green. I mean, you see the pros do it. You see guys miss putts from 3 feet and then miss the putt coming back from 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough. I also heard another thing about that shooting 100. You think you could shoot under 100, or do you think you could win the Masters if all you had to do was putt?
I have seen this, yeah.
From the four farthest points on the green every day.
So I was thinking about that. It's like, if I four putt everything, that's I'm shooting even. A really...
You're shooting even.
Is it with the fours and the fives?
But 72.
Yeah.
18 times four,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's even par. So you're
going
to
have win.
You're going to have to be four under every day, most likely. Three to four under.
I kind of think on the par fives, I'm getting birdie.
I think you're right.
But the par threes, I'm going to have to three putt some. And I don't know that I'm going to three putt some.
Yeah.
Like, no is my answer, I guess. No, probably. Maybe. I give myself a chance, but maybe.
I think it would be easier for someone to putt and potentially win.
I think you'd figure it out. Like, if all you're doing is putting, by the time you got to the end of the round, by the time you got through the end of four rounds, I do think you would increase the likelihood of you getting down to a two or three putt on some of those up a lot.
You would make maybe a four instead of a six, like you did on the first day.
Yeah. So because of all this, we're going to get Drew into a qualifier.
Yeah.
Coming up next month out at Falcon Lakes. Have you played it?
I have played Falcon Lakes. I'm playing in a tournament there.
What's your quick scout?
It's tough. There's a lot of water.
Obviously,
it's Fountain Lakes.
Obviously. Yeah, lakes for a reason.
And if it makes sense. And if it's windy like it's been the last three or four days, Drew, it's going to be rough, man.
Certainly hope it's not windy.
If it is, you better play that ball in the back of your stance.
And look, it's windy for everybody, I guess, right? But
you better play at the back of your stance and hit stingers, because if you get it up in the wind, the way it swirls out there, because it's wide open, you have no control ball flight. You can't... You can ride the wind, but you can't, like, cut it into the wind and hold it. It's not going to work.
No, we always said, I mean, it was windy at Dubs, right? It wasn't as windy as it has been the last couple of days. But, yeah, you're riding the wind. Or at least if you're me, you're riding the wind.
We've got a perfect sports story for Fox 4 in May.
That actually is.
Drew, radio producer.
Overcoming the odds.
Radio producer trying to qualify for the Corn Ferry. Or if he somehow gets himself in the mix at all. I mean, we told him if he's already going on vacation during the actual tournament, like, you know, if you actually were to qualify and play a round of your life and qualify, you got to cancel the vacation. You got to play in the event, man.
Yeah, my brother and sister would understand.
Yeah. No, well,
they'd
especially
have to,
your
man.
Brother, he's a golfer,
well,
man.
And
he's a pro.
So, Rob, I'm in the process of getting my brother potentially could caddy for me.
Oh, that's
trying to fire me.
That's a much better option than Cody.
Come on. I told him. But I'm the second best choice.
Well, I mean, Spec wants to be involved, I think.
Yeah, I would put Spec second.
The text line is reminding me, Drew was worried because there's a chance some listeners could just show up and watch the qualifier.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew said, basically, they're not civilized enough. And so a listener just texted and said, reminder, civilized. Listeners are not allowed due to being civilized. That's what Drew said. He didn't want listeners.
I don't trust the text line is what I don't trust people.
Drew, have you played in front of like people, like a gallery?
Yeah.
Okay.
I played golf all throughout high school, played in tournaments and stuff and all that. Okay. I'm used to playing in front of people.
But not like high school, like maybe a scramble or something where there's a lot of people and they're boisterous.
Because,
in high school, they're quiet.
Oh yeah, I know, but I mean, just in general of playing with a group of people, and you're one of the last people to get there, and they're all making noise at the they're all hanging out away. Yes,
yeah, okay. Text line says you and Drew. By the way, someone said yes to shoot a 500 to qualify. Drew has never claimed he's going to actually qualify for the
He's under no disillusion.
I have as good of a chance to qualify as Speck said he has to beat Maya Moore in a game of 1-on-1. I'm not
or
going
to break
qualify,
100 at Augusta.
Be honest, like I'm.
That was when she was in her prime.
I'll be honest. No, I'm not going to qualify. However,
I said he in a game to 10, he'd lose 10-0.
Yeah.
I'll give him one.
I don't know if he gets one, Rob.
Just like a hook shot that he got back young?
Well, you know, like when you're playing with your little brother and you're like, all right, I'm up 8-0.
She lets up on the defense a little.
Score.
I think in this case, we were saying make it, take it. But like, so he's never even going to possess the basketball.
Better make that first one.
that's true. That's very true. Yeah, right away, just fire away. Yeah.
I'm very excited, though, because I've been wanting to get back into tournament golf.
Yeah.
Because it's something I've had an itch for.
Yeah.
And now I'm able to scratch it a little bit by doing this. Even though it is a high-quality qualifier, I'm still all about it.
You can't go do these charity tournaments because every group of 6-year-old guys claims they shoot 42,
well,
dude.
Yes,
you can't like
sandbagging. Yeah.
It's not sandbagging. You just lie.
Cheating.
Well, lie.
You just lie. I play in a bunch of those, and you can buy 20 mulligans if you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can buy your way to win.
100%.
If it's an actual amateur tour event, then no.
No. Mm-hmm. So when we play, we're gonna play. I don't know, a month or so.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out probably. Drew and one of you and me and the other one will play
a scramble. I think if you guys are the same, it's probably about, you know, like, we'll just split you guys up and then Alex and I will go, I think, two-man scramble. That way, it's like, especially for, like, people who don't golf enough, that's the best way to do it because I'm always hitting it from...
It's going to be perfect.
I'm not hitting it from the woods.
Because I don't golf,
time,
so you know? that'd be terrific.
I mean, you can go first. You give us the read on a putt. You might actually hit a chip shot. I mean,
you never know. 913-586-7965. Someone said, Drew, the one thing, though, man, you haven't played golf in front of a crowd since you became the voice of Blue Chew.
Correct.
That's true.
People are going to show right after you swing.
True, what a deal. Sponsorship, dude. You need a blue bag
that's what
with
said.
Blue Chew.
We've got something that works
with
some company.
Some sponsors are working with Drew.
I have some blue matte colored Tideless balls I can give him. You can play with those. That'd be fantastic.
He already told us there's a certain ball you have to play with.
What are you
and
playing
everything.
With?
I play with the TaylorMade XP5.
Okay, that's fine.
I offered him a free box of Pro V1s, and he said that's not what I play with.
Well, it depends.
I mean, I can play with Pro V's, but I don't. If I have my choice, I'm picking TaylorMade XP5s. That's just what I play.
It just depends on maybe he doesn't like the way they spin.
We said that was the one thing we were allowing when he was demanding different polo material.
Certain polyester for his shoulders.
Okay, but like. When he was golf ball, I'll let you choose.
Yeah. Well, I got two dozen Kirklands in my truck. I can give them to you if you want.
That's what I'll be hitting.
But I'll be out at Advent on Pro-Am Day Wednesday.
Let's go.
So
let's go.
If you're there.
Cool. There you go.
Perfect. Exclusive interview. Would you promise?
He promised the exclusive.
Only me.
Promising it to Rob Collins.
There it is. Right. It's on the record
We're
now.
We're joined now by Drew Chewitt and Do It Nixon.
That's right. After every interview, after every interview, you have to end the interview. Chewitt and Do It.
Yeah.
You just have to end every interview.
You got to be like NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
It's like how the movie Idiocracy is like, why do you keep saying brought to you by Carl's Jr.? It's like they pay me every time I say it. Like, there's no one around.
Someone's
asking you to say it.
They need to get your, they said you need to have your drivers redone the three wood. It just says Blue Chew on the woods of the
crack. It brings a whole different meaning to somebody sitting on the tee box and yelling, in the hole!
Yeah.
Whole different meaning.
You got Blue Chew head covers.
Right. That's right. Oh, my goodness. There's so many things that would be great.
Head covers.
That's right. Yes. We're following Rob. We're following.
Lots of choices.
It's a fan club Friday, all right. We've got Rob Collins hanging out with us. All right. We know the draft is next week. Somehow yesterday we got into a conversation about chips because Miller Lite is partnering with Pringles to do Miller Lite flavored Pringles. All right.
Okay.
It's a thing, I guess, that's coming out soon. So we were talking about chips. And we said we don't usually do the draft everything thing just because it's the draft, but let's draft some chips.
Mm.
The four of us, three picks each.
Oh boy.
We'll let you start.
Yeah, you're the guest. We can, you know, you get the
serpentine. Serpentine.
You're talking brand.
Drew says he'll take the fourth pick.
Specific. Yep. You can't just. I wouldn't just. I don't think just saying.
I don't think you can just say I'll take a plain potato. You gotta say Lay's. You know, you gotta
Lay's original or Lay's barbecue or Pringles blank or whatever. You know, whatever. Gotcha. Your answer. So we'll let you start. Get us on the board. Someone needs to write this down. We're gonna have double dips.
I would say I don't like potato chips, so this is easy for me. I only eat corn chips.
Wow. Corn okay. So what's your first
chip? Tortilla chips?
Okay. That, so what's your first overall pick?
I just go to Tostitos.
Oh, yeah. Oh man,
Pinto Blonde.
Robbed Alex.
Dang.
Come on.
With the number one overall pick.
They were getting
robbed.
What was that? Your pick?
Yeah, because they give me a hard time.
Tortilla chip.
My favorite chip is just Tostitos.
Hint of lime. I like hint of lime.
The hint of lime ones are good. Can I?
If he says hint of lime, you can take the regular.
I'm going hint of lime.
If he, you know.
All right. Am I getting second pick? Who's
getting second? Yeah, you can take the second pick. It's fine.
I'll take regular Tostitos.
You're worried it's going to be off the board now.
All right.
You know, you can't risk it.
Regular Tostitos for me.
God, my first pick. I don't feel like everyone's going to take... Because we seem like we're going in the, like, let's get a staple. This is like getting your starting left tackle. Let's not mess around.
That's right.
I don't feel like I need to do a flavored chip yet. Uh-huh. I will take the Cape Cod Kettle Chip. I'll be very clear, that brand, the Cape Cod plain kettle chip for my
okay.
first pick.
Okay.
Are we doing snake or is this
Yeah, snake draft. So you get two.
Okay, I'll do Cool Ranch Doritos.
I would have considered that. It's a strong chip.
And then my second pick, I'll do Hot Cheetos, which is technically my favorite. That's my favorite chip. But
all right, Cody's up again.
But you wanted the value, huh?
Yeah.
You wanted the value.
I did.
You got two and one. That's actually not a bad spot there. All right.
Man, that's a good position to put yourself in. There's so many different choices. Now I know Rob's not taking any. Like, do I need to get in the corn chip family?
Yeah, I'm not taking
You know
those.
What? Because I know he's not taking any corn chip.
No.
I'm going to take the only corn chip that's on my list. And that is the, and I know none of you guys drink this or eat this, the Fritos Flavored Twist. The honey barbecue. We'll put this out on Twitter later.
My wife loves those, Cody.
Fritos Flavored Twist, honey barbecue. Put it on the board. That is my second round pick.
Okay. Fritos Twist Honey Barbecue. Those. Yeah, I don't think I've had those. All right.
Sure, at least you knew what I was talking about.
I
you
went
got
to Tostitos with pick one. Can I do another? You already have a kettle chip, but what if mine's different?
If it's a different, if it's not a plain kettle chip, but if it's got some.
All right. The Kettle Brand Sea Salt Chip. Okay.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
Those are very good. Those are very, very good.
Y'all going to make fun of me because I'm at a loss. I really.
Well,
don't.
You eat too healthy is a problem, that's, you know?
Maybe.
You just go with a traditional Frito.
You get two in a row here.
Tortilla
your final
chip?
Two picks. These are your final two picks.
I don't really like those. You know what? This is. I know this is lame, but I like sweet potato chips.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
Oh, well, okay.
Is there a brand? Right, okay. Is there a brand?
Walmart, Costco, whatever's the cheapest.
I'll put Costco. Costco sweet potato chips in your last pick.
I mean, that's the only potato chip I like. I like Chicharinos.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want like a pork rind or something, I allow. That's in the family.
All right, and then I guess my last pick.
I don't really eat chips a whole lot other than Tostitos.
There's actually quite a few options here. I'll go the Honey Blazed Barbecue Ruffle.
Honey Blazed Barbecue Ruffle.
It's a barbecue ruffle.
I got nothing against a ruffle.
A barbecue ruffle.
Okay.
I got nothing against a
ruffle. Barbecue ruffle.
So I'll hear you out on that one. So I was between a couple. Look, I thought about supporting local, right? I wanted to say like guys.
Well,
those
there's
things.
Several out there, though.
But because, very good, but I because I, again, I agree. But like my problem is that I also want, like, I like a little variety. I chose like a sweeter chip. I chose a plain chip. I also enjoy a spicy chip.
Mm.
So like spicy nacho Dorito would have been in the consideration. But instead, I'm gonna go back to the. I'm gonna go back not kettle because I already have a kettle chip.
Okay.
Lay's makes a jalapeno chip. That will be my final selection.
All right, Drew.
I love a good spicy, spicy chip.
You got one left.
You got one left. Yep. You already took two.
Yep.
Only three each, and then we'll have you send out the results on Twitter. We'll see who votes for who.
Are we making a list of this? Correct, or am I?
Yeah, he's.
I am. You're gonna have to spell check it because I'm doing it very quickly. But yeah.
I'm gonna do the Nick Bolton Honey Blaze Old Vienna. Chips.
He chose the Nick Bolton chips. He's going for the local avenue. He wants some help.
Drew's a homer.
Old Did anybody Vienna, has anybody St. had Louis? those like Joe's French fry seasoning chips from Guys?
No.
I haven't had those. I see people mentioning those. I hadn't thought about it. People are just saying
I hear those fries are good at Joe's.
Yeah.
I just didn't know there's a chip. I've had the fries.
You never had the fries?
No.
Oh wow, that's
crazy.
Oh,
I thought you were joking.
I'm not a French fry guy.
You would never have one fry?
No, I'm not saying that, but I've never ordered them there.
You would love them. They're incredible.
All right.
I can't believe it. Did we not take a single Dorito in this group?
Drew did.
Oh, Drew took one.
Someone says this is a horrible chip draft. You guys are sleeping on the Bugles nacho cheese.
Bugle, come on. That's a kid's chip. Let's not, come on. Let's
horrible
not.
Chip draft. What are we missing? Everybody's always going to say there's something missing.
Now, are you eating these by themselves? Because I rarely eat chips by themselves.
You usually have like chips and salsa.
Tostitos.
Yeah. That was my only, Texas, man.
My only hesitation was that like I considered like a but like I don't know. It feels like it needs the other thing. If somebody's just thinking like a chip draft, it feels like chips and salsa. Sure, I would choose like a local, you know, or like a good restaurant style tortilla chip.
Hell yeah.
I've been all over that.
Yeah. Or queso.
Someone on the text line is offended by the Bugles nacho cheese selection. Just like, I can't believe.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
Also, that just feels like you would just like, your breath would just reek.
It seems like it would hurt your stomach.
For days. Yeah, it does feel like that. I considered a sour cream and onion. I'm a big fan of those. I just asked if anyone ate Funyuns yesterday. That was part of the reason this came up. I didn't know anybody who eats a Funyun. There were some people on the text line, you know?
I think I had them in high school a long time ago.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I was probably like 16. Said
we went too basic early, got too cute late.
No bread beach.
I mean, we did start Tostitos Lime and Tostitos.
We did go basic. We were all taking guards with our first round pick. Nobody was trying to like all safe. Everyone's just like, hey, this is a 7-year starter. No one's here to complain about it, you know? We were just, you know, I was trying to establish
we
my
took
draft.
Franchise left tackles.
I get it. None of us took wide receivers. No. None of us took the, like, we all just took, like,
I'm
the starter.
I'm very boring with my palate and food choices.
I mentioned that yesterday.
Meat and vegetables and fruit. That's basically it.
What's your favorite vegetable, at least? Give us that.
I like them all.
If you did a vegetable draft and you got
Brussels sprouts, I hate Brussels sprouts.
You got a vegetable draft and you're choosing the number one overall pick. What are you doing?
Steamed broccoli.
Okay. Yeah, I like steamed broccoli.
I might go asparagus.
Steamed broccoli.
I like
steamed broccoli.
You're pretty high on my list.
Steamed broccoli grilled asparagus is terrific.
Yes. Other than Brussels sprouts, I hate them. Can't stand the smell.
I feel like Brussels sprouts. It's hit or miss. It's not an always hit for me.
My wife loves it, and she'll roast them in the oven and it'll smell like Brussels sprouts in the house for 2 days.
Really? asparagus and broccoli, like if a good like sweet carrot or whatever.
I can't believe no one wanted a Cheeto in here either.
Thought about putting Cheetos
crunchy
on there.
For what it's worth, is my would have been my choice.
Puffs. Oh, puff. Gotta go puffs.
Could have two different ones.
Hot Cheeto puffs are great too.
It gets all over your hands, man.
Correct. It is a mess.
Correct. It is a messy Correct. Food, no doubt.
Rob,
no.
Thanks for coming in studio, man.
Y'all.
Have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
Hope everybody has a great weekend. We're back at it on Monday, hopefully talking about some signs of life from this Royals offense. If not, obviously the conversation will once again turn to other options and what they may be doing in the future. But we'll worry about that on Monday.
Hey, it's good odds. You got time if you want to put in division winner.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Bonus.
All right. C-Dot.
Adios.
Rob, and the drive up next.